You're going to have to put up with me this morning there. So let's take our Bible, if you would, turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Brother Ken will be back this evening, probably. He asked me to fill in for him, and I said, well, I'll try and remember. So every time he saw me, he tried to remind me to make ready for this morning. And so I tried to, and you'll have to suffer with it. So, before we read God's Word, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the opportunity to be here this morning. We do pray for Brother Ken. We thank you for his faithfulness and his diligence and teaching. And we just ask that you'll bless him and his family this morning. We do ask that you'll be pleased to meet with us this morning, Father, and just help me to be clear and understandable. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 1, it says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. We'll stop there for a little bit. But my thoughts went out to what's the matter with America today? Why is the government in the shape that they're in today? Why is our school systems in the shape that they're in today? Why are the homes and the churches in America in the condition they are today? Well, number one, they're separate from God. They're trying to do things on their own, but they are trying to do it through man's wisdom, apart from God's. You see, apart from God's wisdom, we can do nothing, because it's God's wisdom that gives us the right direction to go. When we depend on our wisdom, you leave a child to himself, and what direction will they go? All of you that have sons, if you leave your son as a boy to himself, what direction will he go? Usually the wrong way, won't he? Because of the nature of us. But we can see throughout Scripture in different places there. Let's turn to, right here in Proverbs. Verse number 8, the key to this wisdom is, we can see in verse number 4, give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge. Verse number 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. You see, this, our children need to see it when they're young. They need to be taught while they're young God's wisdom. More and more and more in America, you'll see that the broken homes, the rate is increasing by every year. It's going up on a staggering amount. The homes that are broken up and the children that are left to themselves without instruction of the father, without love from mother and so forth. So we can see where our homes and our church and our schools and our government is falling apart. Just on a staggering, it's just going so fast. In James chapter 1, verse number 5, it tells if you lack wisdom, well, we can find it. If you lack wisdom, ask God. 1 Kings chapter 4, and we'll get into the verses a little bit later on. But God gives wisdom. God is the giver of wisdom. So if we try to run our lives apart from God's wisdom, we're on a collision course. We're going to crash eventually. And we're going to self-destruct, if you would, there. Proverbs chapter 13, happiness. There's happiness in wisdom and doing things God's way. And we have the instruction book to tell us how to do that. Isaiah chapter 29, wisdom can perish. And we'll look at that. Wisdom can be taken away. Look at our country. Our country was founded on godly principles. But they've gotten so far away from God's principles that they're trying to lead our country under their own wisdom, and God's wisdom is departing or has departed from our country. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, world's wisdom to God is foolishness. It's foolishness. Wisdom here in Proverbs chapter 1, it's the knowledge and fear of the Lord, which results in a hatred of sin and a love for truth and righteousness. Listen to that once again. Wisdom is the knowledge and fear of the Lord. What's our government doing today about God? Do they fear God? No, they don't, do they? Our pulpits do not fear God this morning. And that is a lack of God's wisdom. The knowledge and fear of the Lord, which results in a hatred of sin and the love for truth and righteousness. We are going to see more and more, if the Lord tarries his coming, the persecution of the fundamental churches in America. I believe that. But let's turn to Job chapter 28. Job chapter 28. We'll look at a couple of verses here. Wisdom, it's the knowledge and fear of the Lord. Job chapter 28 and verse number 28, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Fear the Lord. Do they fear God in America today? No, they don't, do they? Let's turn to Psalms 111. Just a few verses in the Old and New Testament here on wisdom. Psalm 111, verse number 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And back there in Proverbs, we can see in chapter 2, verse number 10, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. Why leave the paths of the uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness? Wisdom, we need God's wisdom. Chapter 10 in Proverbs. Chapter 9, and verse number 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. We as individuals need to fear God, not because he is a hard taskmaster, as we see the children of Israel back in when they were in bondage in Egypt. Pharaoh was after Joseph has died, and the Pharaoh that knew Joseph was off the scene and a new one was on, he knew not Joseph, and he was a hard taskmaster, wasn't he? He made things hard for the people there, but fearing God is the beginning of wisdom. We need to fear God, and America today does not fear God. We need leaders that fear God and they want to follow him. Wisdom is the principal thing in life and more valuable than all precious commodities. As Christians, we should desire God's wisdom more than anything, more than our house, our property, more than gold or silver. We ought to desire God's wisdom more than anything. Let's go back to Job chapter 28. Job chapter 28. A few verses here in Job chapter 28, verse number 12. It says, "But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, is it not in me? And the sea saith, it is not with me." Verse 14 again, "The depth saith, it is not in me. And the sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold." So you can't buy God's wisdom if you own all of the wealth in the world. God's wisdom is not purchased at any price. It's only comes from God giving it to us. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding." Chapter 8 and verse number 11, it says, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." So all the wealth in the world cannot be compared to God's wisdom. It is worth more than wealth. It's worth more than a beautiful, luxurious home. God's wisdom is better than all of that. What are the sources of wisdom? How do we get wisdom? Well, we saw that we can't buy it. Man left to himself cannot acquire God's wisdom in any way, but it's given to us. Psalm chapter 51. We'll look it up. Psalm chapter 51. Psalm 51, verse number 6. It says, "Behold, thou desireth truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom." Who's he talking about? Verse number 1, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions." David's talking here of God. It's God, verse number 6. "And in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom." God is the giver of wisdom. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3, or excuse me, Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. And there's other places, Acts chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3. We can see that God is the giver of wisdom. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 20. It says, "Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His, and He changes the times and the season. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him. I thank Thee and praise Thee, O Thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of Thee. for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matters. So it's God that gives wisdom. And we need to desire God's wisdom. That is the only thing that will help us in our lives, is God's wisdom there. Because our wisdom is foolishness. Our wisdom is foolishness. The scripture. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4. A passage here in the Old Testament, and then we'll go to the New Testament and see a passage. That we get wisdom through Scripture. That's why Pastor encourages us to read our Bible through, to get on a Bible reading schedule and to read it, because he understands and that wisdom comes through God's Word. Chapter 4 and verse number 1, it says, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you." Verse number 2, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you." Now let's drop down to verse number 6. It says, "Keep therefore and do them." What's he talking about? The scripture in verses number 1 and 2 there. "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." See, that's the way America was at the beginning, because the principles and stuff in America were founded on this book. Our leaders, they read this book. They believed God. They trusted God. And they had wisdom from Scripture. Let's turn to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. And verse number 16, Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." So Scripture, where do we find wisdom? Well, God gives wisdom. And we can see in the Bible and in the book of James that he gives it liberally. He gives it liberally. And then Scripture, we find wisdom in Scripture. In prayer, you're here in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 17. Back up verse number 15, "Whereas I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers," verse number 17, "that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." So we can pray for it. We can pray for others. Wisdom also there. A verse here in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 9. Verse number 9, it says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." So it's a matter of prayer. God gives wisdom. We get wisdom through Scripture. We get wisdom through prayer for ourselves, for each other. And then in Colossians chapter 1 here, and verse number 28, it says, "Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." That's why, folks, we need to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing, preaching church. Because it's through the teaching and preaching of God's Word where we can get God's wisdom. it's through the preaching of His Word. So God gives wisdom. We get wisdom through Scripture. Now, if you'll see what I'm saying is, God gives wisdom, but God's Word is perfect. It's inerrant. It's helpful to us. It's God's Word. It's God's way, prayer, requesting. It's God's way to preach and teach His Word. So it's all God where we get wisdom, whether it's through reading the Scripture or preaching or prayer, praying for one another yourselves, wisdom there. Okay, wisdom is practical, holy living. Now, practical, holy living we find in God's Word. We don't go to Dr. Spock to get practical, holy living. I think almost everybody here, except for maybe a couple, remember back in the 60s when that Dr. Spock came out with his How to Raise Children. Well, it didn't help in raising children. It destroyed more children than it helped. And we need God's Word. Practical, holy living is by using God's Word. Proverbs chapter 1. Back to Proverbs chapter 1. Verse number 2, it says, to know wisdom and instructions, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. We need to start young teaching our children. Verse number 8, we already saw that. My son, hear the instruction. We need to start teaching our children. You know, you hear people every once in a while say, oh, that child is too young to sit in church to listen. No, I appreciate all of our homes here that keep their children, even the little ones, Jeremy and Barry now. What better place than to start those little ones learning when they're right out of after they've been born, having them in church. It's the best place for them, and they learn, and that's where they get wisdom and understanding. Wisdom must be diligently sought. Wisdom must be diligently sought. My son, verse number 1, chapter 2, my son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandment with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, if we would put as much effort into searching out and desiring God's will and wisdom for our lives as we do for silver and gold, I'll tell you what, we would be very, very rich in God's wisdom, wouldn't we? Verse number 5, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of the judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into the heart and knowledge is pleasant unto the soul. Wisdom must be diligently. We need to be, we need to keep on keeping on. We need to be faithful in church. We need to be faithful in reading our Bible, and on and on we can go. Those who reject God's word have no wisdom in them. Now, that would open a can of worms if you said it in most churches this morning. Because pastors went through the different versions of the Bible. We go back to Revelation chapter 22, and there's a couple of verses in there say if they add to or take away, they're going to be added to the plagues and the punishment of God's word. Those who reject God's word have no wisdom in them. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 8. Jeremiah chapter 8. You would stir up an awful can of worms if you went into a pulpit this morning and says, because you're rejecting God's word, you have no wisdom. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 9. It says, the wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken low. Taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give them wives, their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one, from the least even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth faultly. Now, let's back up. Verse number 5. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed time, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly, in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. And then verse number 9, it tells them the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken low. They have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? See, when we reject God's word, we do not have God's wisdom. We do not have his understanding. But we need to hold to God's word and believe God's word. Pride corrupts wisdom in Ezekiel chapter 28. Pride. And we talk here, you know, we're in a fundamental church, a Bible-believing church, and we think, there's not any problem with pride. We need to be careful because of that. Pride will destroy us. It will destroy us as individuals, as a church. Pride corrupts wisdom. Ezekiel 28 and verse number 17. Verse number 15, thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stone to fire. Verse 17, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. There's pride. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. That is the prime example. That Satan, because of his pride, he fell. And pride corrupts godly wisdom. The wisdom of God is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So the wisdom of God is the gospel there. All treasures of wisdom are hid in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is wisdom there, and that's where we get wisdom. Colossians 2 and verse number 3, read that. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse number 1, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their heart might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And there, true wisdom will show itself in meekness and humility and holiness. True wisdom will show itself in humility and holiness. James chapter 3, verse number 13 says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly and sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So wisdom, true wisdom, will show itself in meekness and holiness. How many heartaches would we, I'm trying to get this in the good grammar, how many heartaches would we have not had in our lives if we would have only desired and searched out God's wisdom? How many decisions have we made in life through my wisdom, through your wisdom? And how often have we seen that decision dissipate, fall apart, because we did not desire God's wisdom in a matter? I know my life. I made decisions and decisions and decisions through my life, through my desires, through my will, and those just, they crumbled. Folks, we need God's will for our life. We need His wisdom. Solomon, we can go back there. God gave Solomon wisdom. Solomon abused his wisdom that God had given to him. And we can do that also. But we need God's direction in our lives. We need His wisdom and understanding. And where do we get it? From the Bible. We get it from preaching. We get it from prayers for one another. We need God's wisdom. Because it's God. I wonder, you know, I think most people don't understand God's wisdom. I don't think any of us do 100%. But one thing we need to understand is God can see tomorrow. You and I can't see tomorrow. We see how we failed yesterday, but we can't see tomorrow. That's why it's important when we go out and knock on doors that people understand, sir, you don't know when you're going to die. You need to make a decision for Christ before it's too late, because we can't see tomorrow. God can see tomorrow. He can give us wisdom for the decisions for tomorrow that we cannot see. And so we need His help and in each of our lives. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your word that You've given to us. We thank You that You are willing to lead us and direct us. We thank You that You are able to see tomorrow, and that, Father, in our failure so often to trust You, we get ourselves in trouble. But God, we ask that You would help us to trust You, that You would give us wisdom and direction, making decisions in our lives, in our homes, for our children. God, for we know that You see tomorrow. You know what's on tomorrow, and we don't. God, we ask that You'll be with Pastor as he preaches. Just bless now in the coming service. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. About 10 minutes.